Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in
Texas? Wait, what?
Well, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding you too well.
Well, hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Oh, yes.
All right. So, as you may know, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Atwood and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Will you probably vote? Or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Oh, I'll vote.
All right. Would that be definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of people and organizations. And if you could tell me if you have a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion towards them. And I can read those again if you need to. So the first person is Harold Dutton.
Is who?
Harold Dutton.
Hale Vine?
No, Harold Dutton.
Oh, Harold Dutton.
Yes, Harold Dutton.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
Would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards him, somewhat favorable opinion towards him, somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, very, very favorable.
All right, very favorable. Now, what do you think about the Houston Independent School District?
Oh, well, but the state that it's in right now is kind of debatable how it's actually going to.
All right, so would you say maybe your opinion towards it is somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable?
Yes.
All right. What about Danny Norris?
Who?
Danny Norris?
Not familiar.
What was that?
Not familiar with him.
All right. What about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Oh, yeah, I have a very high opinion for her.
All right. Would you say maybe that's very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable? All right. What about Clint Van Horn?
Who is that?
Clint Van Horn.
Clint Van Horn?
Yes, Clint Van Horn.
Not familiar with them.
All right. What about Joyce Chapman?
Not familiar with her.
Okay. So, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? And there's two statements. The first one is, support a state takeover, but HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or the second option, which is oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools.
I oppose the state takeover.
All right. So in March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? And the candidates are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. And if you could rate your reaction to each of them as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. And I can read those options again if you need to. So the first statement is, Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. would you say this statement makes you have a very positive reaction, somewhat positive reaction, somewhat negative reaction, or a very negative reaction?
A positive reaction.
Would that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
All right. The next statement is, Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. You have a very positive opinion towards this, a somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
All right. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
I'm not sure.
All right. The next one is, Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would you say this makes you have a very positive reaction, somewhat positive reaction, somewhat negative reaction, or a very negative reaction?
Very positive.
All right. Now, the next one is a little bit, like, big, so I can read it again if you need to. So this one is, Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the state House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his campaign and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Would you say you have a very positive opinion, reaction towards this, a somewhat positive reaction, a somewhat negative reaction, or a very negative reaction?
Somewhat negative.
All right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Is that true? Oh, you can answer that.
Oh, all right. For this one, it shows. Does this statement make you have a very positive reaction, a somewhat positive reaction, a somewhat negative reaction, or a very negative reaction?
Read the statement again.
All right. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
Oh. And my choices are?
There, if this makes you have a very positive reaction, a somewhat positive reaction, a somewhat negative reaction, or a very negative reaction.
A somewhat negative reaction.
All right. And lastly, he is fighting against the Clean Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
You want to know my reaction to that?
Yes. If you have a very positive reaction towards this, a somewhat positive, a somewhat negative, or a very negative?
Somewhat negative.
All right. Now, based on all this information, like about what you know and what I just read to you, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House if you had to choose today? And the options are Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dutton.
All right. Now, if you don't mind me asking, could you tell me your age, or would you feel more comfortable with me telling you the ranges of ages we have here, and you can tell me which category you fit under?
Give me the range.
All right. So the ranges are 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over.
65 and over.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or Black?
Black.
All right. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it and for staying here and answering these questions.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
All right. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Sure.